Welcome, friends, to the October 4th episode of my podcast, Medicine in Action. Today, I will cover the new topic of monoclonal antibodies being developed, especially for use in COVID infection by a company, Regeneron. I know several of you have been very intrigued and have asked questions about this antibody in light of the fact that President Trump was given this medicine as he was diagnosed this week with the COVID-19 infection. He was given a dose of this prior to leaving the White House and before being admitted to Walter Reed. So I want to talk a little bit about what it is and what the data we have so far for supporting it. So Regeneron is a company that has been developing monoclonal antibodies for a variety of things, including for cancer. And they've come up with a combination of two monoclonal antibodies, which was designed to block the infectivity of the SARS-CoV-2 infection. And the process is quite interesting of how they came up with it. They actually started back in January as the pandemic was starting. Their idea was to find if they could actually make antibodies that can neutralize the virus in people who either don't mount enough of an immune response or who are not giving a sufficient enough immune response to overcome the virus. So they had developed these special type of mice that actually can mimic the human immune system. They are genetically engineered to have a completely humanized immune system, and they can make human antibodies, and they can identify which antibodies are going to be effective and which are not going to be effective. So first, a little primer on what these antibodies are for people who don't have a medical background or don't understand it. So whenever our body fights an infection, our body will make these little responses by type of cell called plasma cells, which are going to go neutralize portions of the virus or the infectious particle if it's a bacteria. Now, the body will make all different kinds of antibodies that are going to attack different parts of the virus or the bacteria. And our goal here is to find antibodies that are most effective. So these lab-generated antibodies can imitate the body's own disease-fighting response and boost it instead of waiting for our own human biology to kick in, because in some people it seems like the biology kicks in, but in some people it does not appear to do a good enough job. So what they did was they identified hundreds if not thousands of antibodies, and they were finally able to identify two antibodies in humans that seemed to have the best response. And then they grew these in hamster ovary cells. They basically used this technology that was developed in the 1970s. We've been using it for developing insulin, for developing lots of the proteins, and now specifically monoclonal antibodies, where they introduced the specific genes to make these cells or to make these antibodies into the hamster ovary cells, and then to isolate them and purify them and inject them. So it's quite a laborious process. These antibodies, unlike the oral chemotherapy, oral drugs are very, very expensive. They're difficult to make, and there's a limit as to how much can be made at a time. So they really are not that going to be that readily accessible for a long period of time. So I think that really the role is going to be in terms of using it in the really sick patients. So what they've done is they've now done one clinical trial that has come out that was just released. The data was just released, actually, as a matter of fact, about a week ago on September 29th. And they took this cocktail of the two antibodies and they did a phase 1-2-3 trial in patients. They did it in three different levels of patients. So they did it in patients who had COVID-19 infection but had mild illness. And then they also did it in patients who had severe illness or in patients who were hospitalized and on ventilators. And so far, the study showed that there was a positive trend in improving the outcome of these patients. Now, the study is early. What they did was they showed that in these patients who received, it was a double-blind trial, so it is a placebo-controlled trial, comparing it, and the usual standard of care was done, so people who would be getting remdesivir were still getting remdesivir, steroids were still getting steroids, but in addition, patients who met the criteria were given this antibody cocktail, or half the patients were given a placebo. What they did see was the arms that received the placebo did not show any changes, but the ones that got the antibody cocktail, they reduced the viral load significantly. And the greatest treatment benefit was in patients who had not mounted their own effective immune response. So they were checking the antibody levels, the native response of the patients at baseline and at follow-up every few days. So the first phase of the trial enrolled 275 patients, and they gave a one-time infusion of 8 grams of this antibody. They also used a lower dose for some patients, 2.4 grams or a placebo. All the patients who initially were entered were in the outpatient setting, and then they waited to see if they generated enough antibodies on their own and what their outcomes were. So the study did show that the patients who had already mounted an effective immune response, they obviously benefited, but also those who did not mount an effective immune response benefited. And the viral loads diminished very quickly in those patients. Also, they monitored the symptoms. So in the placebo patient, the seropositive patients had a median time to alleviation of symptoms of 13 days compared to the ones that got the antibody, it was 7 days. Now, we'd like to see survival data. That is the holy grail always in these studies, but that data is not forthcoming yet because these are ongoing studies. The good news was that the infusions were well tolerated, really did not have any significant side effects, which is usually the case. Monoclonal antibodies, we have a lot of experience in oncology. Apart from some occasional allergic reactions, they really don't give us too much side effects, and we generally pre-medicate with some Benadryl steroids to alleviate that, and that seem to do okay. So currently, they still have the trial ongoing in both the hospitalized and non-hospitalized patients. Their trials are also ongoing in USA and in UK. The antibody is developed in New York, and in fact, the company has diverted a lot of the resources and moved the production of other products they make to overseas so they can focus exclusively on making the antibody. So currently, it looks very encouraging. The concept is excellent and seems like from this limited study that they did that there is potential for benefit. So it'll be interesting to see if survival data will corroborate that. The problem, of course, is going to be that these antibodies are hard to make. Currently, the capacity to make them will be only about 2 million doses a year. There are many companies that are going into production of different kinds of antibodies, so this is a first-in-class, if you will. And now Regeneron is also hooked up with another big pharmaceutical company, Roche, to help them co-produce these antibodies. So where will they fit? They will fit in patients who are high risk and who don't seem to mount a good enough immune response to the virus to where they can help improve the outcomes. And the mortality data, as I said, is still pending. But it's likely that it will show a difference in the outcomes. It still doesn't change our need for the vaccine. Vaccines are still going to be the holy grail, which is going to cut down the transmission. But as we know, vaccines are going to take 6 to 9 months to implement at enough of a level to cut down the community spread. So we still need some treatments for that duration of time for people who are still getting very sick and dying from the disease. 209,000 Americans dead and over 1 million worldwide. So it is still quite a scourge. So what do I think? I think it is a very positive development. I think these are definitely extremely specific to the virus, because those antibodies that were developed did fight off the spike protein, which neutralizes the virus, if you will. So it doesn't let it attack the body. So one of two things happens whenever we catch the infection. If our immune systems are healthy and they have good functioning innate immunity, we will mount enough of an immune response to overcome the virus and in 7 to 14 days be through it. On the other hand, if you're high risk, older, comorbidities, obese, diabetes, frail, then we have a much higher chance of mortality, because in that case, the virus gets a hold of us and before we have a chance to overcome it, attacks the organs. So I think those are the patients where I believe this antibody will have a tremendous role in saving lives. So again, a big step forward. Still need to see a lot more data. This first study is a fairly small study, but I think it's a first in its class. And now their ongoing studies are recruiting 1,300 more patients. The first trial had 275. They're going to be phase 2-3, partly outpatient, partly inpatient. And they're going to follow these patients out for the eventual outcome, which we want is full recovery. So currently what we have is serological recovery, means that, yes, these people were able to turn their viral loads down much quicker with the antibody than with placebo, which is of interest to us, of course. So keep tuned and keep listening. But again, there is no substitute for our basics, which is the masks, social distancing, and of course the vaccine, which hopefully should be forthcoming soon. Till next week, be safe, be well. Thank you.